As we just mentioned, U.S. forces say in addition to Abu Sayyaf's wife, they captured an 18-year-old Yazidi woman who was kept as a slave. We've heard horrific stories in the past year about what's happening to the Yazidis. They're a small religious group in Iraq, and ISIS has targeted them for persecution. Their villages have been wiped out, and Yazidi women and girls have been raped, enslaved, and forced to convert to Islam. But for those who managed to get away, it's not that easy going home. Yazidi leaders have had to come up with a way to reintegrate them back into the insular community. Susanna George has more from northern Iraq.
Lalesh used to be little more than an isolated collection of holy Yazidi shrines. These days, it's become a busy mini-city. Lalesh has absorbed hundreds of refugees from the fighting between friendly Kurdish forces and ISIS, and hundreds of women and girls, once imprisoned by ISIS, are showing up as well. Balachawish is a spiritual leader in Lalesh. He meets with almost every woman and girl who comes here. The reason they're coming is for rebirth. Chawish says before the Islamic State crisis, women who'd been raped or forced to convert were traditionally cast out of Yazidi society. As an extremely insular community, even forced conversion was considered an unpardonable sin. And women who were raped were often accused of breaking the group's strict marriage laws. But now, Chawish says, we recognize that was a mistake. So Chawish and other spiritual leaders have created a new tradition, a kind of baptism. A group of young women who've come to visit the holy site first sit for tea in Baba Chawish's small office beside the main Lalesh temple. Two had been held by ISIS and recently escaped. They each brought along friends for support. The women who'd been held by ISIS shy away from questions, but a chatty friend explains why they're here. She says they're here to become Yazidis again. Baba Chawish says religious leaders were practically forced to change doctrine. As an extreme minority in Iraq, losing thousands of Yazidi women and their children would be unsustainable. Plus, he says the promise of rebirth gives women still in captivity hope. The baptism itself is quick. In an almost assembly line fashion, Hanan, Baba Chawish's aunt, quickly blesses the girls one after another. Afterwards, the women are whisked away to another temple and the mood relaxes. The women giggle and pose for pictures in front of the main temple's gates. But despite these new rituals, being held by Islamic militants still carries a powerful taboo. In Lalesh, the women ask not to be interviewed or to be photographed. At a camp for Iraqi refugees, just a half-hour drive from Lalesh, two recently released women agree to speak in private without any men present. And they ask that I change their names and not record their voices. A soap opera plays on the TV in the corner of the tent where these women are staying with extended family. One, who asked to be called Noor, says absolutely she felt changed, even purified by the baptism at Lalesh. But she says no ceremony could help her feel completely normal. Her family's still being held by ISIS, and until they're released, she says she can't imagine continuing with daily life. Some Yazidi community leaders echo Noor's concerns for the future. They say what these women need is intensive counseling. Otherwise, Iraq's Yazidis will be left with a generation of traumatized women and girls. But outside the Lalesh temple, Baba Chawish dismisses those concerns. Chawish says these girls came here to be purified, for themselves and for society. We're showing the broader Yazidi society not to think differently about them, he says, and it's working. For The World, I'm Susanna George in Lalesh, Iraq.
This is The World.